Dreamscape presents Yule Log Murder by Leslie Meyer, Lee Hollis, and Barbara Ross. Narrated by Laurel Lefko. Yule Log Murder by Leslie Meyer. Chapter 1.
"Well, I'll be," declared Phyllis Lundquist, waving a small slip of paper. Phyllis was the flamboyantly dressed and coiffed receptionist at the Penny Saver newspaper office, and the slip of paper was one of the order forms for classified ads that ran in every issue of the weekly paper that chronicled life as it is lived in the tiny coastal town of Tinker's Cove, Maine. The form was usually used to advertise used furniture, used cars, and used baby gear, but this was clearly something out of the ordinary.
"What is it?"
asked Lucy Stone, the paper's part-time reporter and feature writer. "Not another stuffed moose head."
"No, it's a casting call for a feature movie to be shot at Pine Point. They want extras to play townsfolk. No experience necessary," said Phyllis, pulling off her reading glasses, which hung on a chain, and letting them rest on her ample bosom.
The cheaters matched her hair, which was dyed bright orange and coordinated with her sweater, which featured an appliqued Thanksgiving turkey trimmed with oversized sequins that trembled with every breath she took.
"They're making a feature movie here in town?"
asked Ted Stillings, the paper's publisher, editor, and chief reporter, who had just entered the office. His arrival was announced by the jangling of the little bell fastened to the door.
"Apparently, if this ad isn't a joke," said Phyllis, frowning suspiciously. "The check is signed by someone named Ross Rocket."
"That does sound suspicious," said Lucy, remembering various adolescent attempts to run prank ads.
"Only one way to find out," said Ted. "Lucy, drive over to Pine Point and check it out."
"I'm right on it, boss," she replied, "as soon as I finish writing up the new trash recycling regulations."
"Now that's news we can use," said Phyllis, nodding approvingly and setting the suspicious ad aside.
An hour or so later, Lucy was driving along Shore Road, enjoying the million-dollar views of the spectacular Maine coast. Reaching the dizzying hairpin curve that wound high above a rocky cove, she gripped the steering wheel tight and concentrated on the road, remembering several fatal accidents that had taken place there. Once safely past the dangerous Lover's Leap, she flicked on the directional signal and turned through the open gate to Pine Point. Pine Point was once the home of fabulously wealthy Vivian Van Vorst, but
Sample complete. Ready to continue?